Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday. It's August 25th, 2015. And before I introduce our special guest on today, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, let me read from Psalm 118, verse 23. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Oh, Joe, that's a great verse. I like that one. Let me read that again. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. With me in the studio is Joe Thomas, and I know you'll have something to say about that verse, along with a shout-out for your dear wife, Audra. And yesterday, if our listeners were tuned in, they knew you were going to be here in the studio with me because, as I shared, Dr. Greg Dykstra with our listeners, he gave some of the background about Judah Christian School and how the Lord had these past 30-plus years kind of orchestrated and arranged circumstances so that Judah is the great vehicle or tool of his right now. And so I told people that you would give us some of the vision and the future of Judah Christian School, but introduce to our listeners who Joe Thomas is and your involvement with Judah Christian School and something special about your wife, Audra.
Yeah, well, first let me give a shout-out to my lovely wife, Audra Thomas, actually Dr. Audra Thomas, MD. She works over at Carl Hospital, and we have been married 28 years, coming up on 28 years, and been a great 28 years. Got two little girls. One's in eighth grade, the other's in sixth grade at Judah Christian School. It's been a good marriage, good family. We feel like we're in a good place and a good spot this time.
I think yesterday Dr. Dykstra mentioned that your wife at the time was enrolled in third grade, one of the first years I think they were organizing, and was a student under Joan, you know, Greg's wife, and said that, yeah, she's did very well, went on to college, and now is like emergency room specialist or something at Carl?
She's an emergency doctor. So if you go into Carl Hospital with an emergency request, Dr. Audra Thomas, so you'll get the best doctor there.
Hey, I might have to like leave with maybe her cell number you know, in case. You know, we've taken Esther to convenient care a couple times already.
Yes, she was in Joan Dykstra's third grade class, and it was actually Community Christian School. That was the predecessor to Judah, and Audra's father was on the very first board of the very first Christian school in this area. And so it's an interesting web that the Lord weaves, bringing this intersection of my life and her life and her family's life and Christian education in Champaign-Urbana, and where we're at now. And so it's great to be part of a heritage like that and to know that there's this heritage behind me that has left a legacy that now I am part of. I'm reaping the benefit of it with my own children. And Lord willing, we'll be able to contribute something to that for children today and for children in the future.
Yeah, you're currently the Executive Director of Institutional Advancement. Now, what does that all mean? Because I know you've been involved with Judah Christian School for some years. In fact, you were, I think, a social studies or a history teacher, and you've been involved in a part of the Urbana Theological Seminary. But how do you get to be wearing this cap as the Director of Institutional Advancement? And what does that mean? What are you involved in?
Yes, I actually taught at Judah from 88 to 1996, and then my wife and I moved away, and we were around the country at different points, jobs and education for 13 years, and returned back in 09, where I took a post at Urbana Theological Seminary teaching Christian history. And so I'm a professor of Christian history there. Oh, probably about 3 years ago, the president of the board at Judah Christian School, who was actually a junior in high school, my first year teaching at Judah, he asked me to come and take this position. And I basically told him no about three times. And he then said to me, well, if you won't take this position, will you please run for the board? And I was feeling so bad telling my former student no three times. And I said, sure, I'll run for the board. And I got on the board, and I tell you, I was there for two meetings. And it seemed to me so obvious that God was waiting for Judah to make a move on this new land that they'd already purchased. to start working towards building the new school. And so I was brought on as the executive director of institutional advancement to lead the new Judah Christian School project. So that's what I do at Judah. I still teach at Urbana Seminary and do some other things. But at Judah, I am overseeing the campaign and just the overall strategy about how to take Judah to a place where we have a new school.
Well, I know this past Saturday with this ribbon cutting ceremony and the celebratory atmosphere of the Field of Dreams, it's a beautiful first stage of maybe three stages. And so you and many people have been working towards that launching, and what a great success and the excitement of all the people that gathered to see what God is doing. So what are some of the other stages, and lay some of the groundwork of what took place these last few years, what got us to this point of the Field of Dreams, and then where does phase two and three and the future, how does that unfold?
Sure. Judah actually was founded in 1983, so we're 32nd year of the school's existence. We started 2 years ago when I came on board to plan, strategize for how to bring what we call phase one, which was for new athletic fields, one of three phases. And so the last 2 years has been trying to complete that strategy, raise the money, et cetera, and wonderfully, this last Saturday, we were able to have our grand opening for the athletic field. It's what we are calling the Field of Dreams. As our previous president said, he said, Field of Dreams is becoming the Fields of Reality. Mm. He said that a year ago when we had our groundbreaking ceremony. That was Derek Helm. And now, here a year later, under our current president, Brian Aldridge, we were able to have this celebration. We had 1,000 people show up. We had fun and games. As you know, Mark, you were there. We even had a crane come in and give lifts 200 feet up in the air. Channel 3 News was there. If you actually want to see a report on it, you can go to the, what's it called, the Illinois homepage or something like that, and you can find that story. And there's the camera person went up in the crane and gave a beautiful shot from 200 feet up so you can get a nice aerial view. We had a 5K that was part of it. We had 300 participants. I was just hoping, to be honest with you, for a respectable 150, so I wouldn't be embarrassed. And we, I mean, I tell you what, people just kept calling and calling, and we ended up having 300 people. And so it was just a great time.
And ran and fast walked. In fact, we were handing out bottles of water, and some of my voice got lost because I was cheering them on along the finish line, and it was very festive. People were really into it.
Yes, and of course, your daughter was there handing out water as part of the American Heritage Girls, who took the responsibility for the runners, the walkers, and the bikers to give them water as they finished the 5K. So it was just a great time. We had, of course, a dedication time, a dedication prayer from our president, Brian Aldridge, who you want to hear a man with a lovely voice pray lovingly. This, you got to listen to this guy. We had an alumni soccer game on the new field. And I should say, one of the distinctives about the Field of Dreams is that it is an artificial turf that is the soccer football field. So this is one of three in all of Champaign-Urbana. We really started this project with the goal of creating something that's excellent. Excellence has been our standard. It's been our goal. That verse, Psalm 118, has been our promise that this is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes, and we've embraced that. And all the way along, we're trying to think, how do we do things that are affordable, but also how do we do things that are excellent? Because we want this school not just to be a great school where people can come and send their kids, but we want it to be a real pillar in the community and of Champaign, Urbana, and the surrounding area. And so that's our mindset. And so phase one is still a few things to finish up here in the fall, but we'll be starting phase two next year. In my mind, I kind of keep it this way. The dates, 2016, we're going to have a capital campaign, 17, 18 building, and Lord willing, 2018-19 school year, so entering the fall of 2018, 3 years from now, the doors opening on the new secondary school, which is a 7th through 12th grade school. The doors opening for our kids. My two daughters will be there. Hopefully 3 years from now, I'll be back right behind this microphone talking about the grand opening of the secondary school.
Well, I love the concept and your passion, along with everyone else, to do a quality project. In fact, the Moody Bible Institute did that very much so with their state-of-the-art sports facility. And I think some of the NBA teams practice there, and they do some of the NBA draft, where they have some of the greatest players from throughout Illinois, and they're at the Moody campus, and they're interacting with some of the Moody kids and the Moody faculty, and they really wanted a state-of-the-art facility, and so they've used it as a witnessing opportunity where these other teams have come in and utilized the facilities. They've worked out different agreements, but there's nothing wrong with having a quality product, and I know how important it is that Judah Christian has never had like a home team advantage. They've never had their own fields or their own bleachers where this is where our home team can be, so that's an exciting answer to prayer for many of the coaches and the players. So the second phase will be where there's actually some buildings put up and classes can start taking place.
That's right, yeah. So the second phase will be for the secondary school. And then to follow after that would be the third phase, which would be the rest of the school, which is pre-K through 6. So Judah is a pre-K through 12th grade school, all located on 4 acres on North Prospect. Mm-hmm. So we are hemmed in by boundaries that don't allow us to do any kind of building of sports facilities and whatnot. This idea has been percolating for a very, very long time, before I came along.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, maybe 3-4 years ago, I guess, is before I jumped in. They were able to purchase 51 acres out in Southwest Champaign. And so it's on that 51 acres that the ultimate goal is to bring the entire school over, if not in 3 years, then in, say, 6.
Yeah, but let's pray it'll be sooner than later. And
absolutely.
Say somebody's thinking, you know, I believe so strongly in Christian education, and I know the reputation of Judah Christian School faculty and board and the teachers, and I want to help. Would they get in touch with you outside of, like, praying through how God would lead them? Who would they talk to find out more?
Yeah, they absolutely would talk to me. You could call the school, and they could connect you with me, or you could call me directly. I'll give you my cell phone here, 217-552-8693. That's 217-552-8693.
And Judah Christian has a website, too, if they wanted to find out more, the vision statement or the different things. Is that just judah.org, I think? Judah?
Judah.org. And let me just say, I have a strong conviction that the money for this second phase, that the Lord's going to provide it from an avenue that we're not expecting. And so I really would say to your listeners, if there's someone out there that this is tugging on your heart and you get this sense that God is calling you to be a part of this great project, please do reach out and get a hold of me. And I'd love to talk to you more just about what the plans are, get into more specifics and things like that. But I think, you know, I think your listeners are probably acutely aware, maybe more so than other listeners at other radio stations. You know, we have a culture that is changing radically and rapidly, and Judah really wants to be a place where God's name can be lifted up, and God's word and how we were put together, how we are to live together. And I know there are lots of Christian teachers that are working in a lot of schools, and they are experiencing lots of frustrations with the different political agendas that are going on. That doesn't happen at Judah. In many ways, Judah, we have grandparents who come to us and say, you know what, this actually is just like the school I went to in the 1950s, only it was a public school. And we're probably a little more centered on Christ than in the 1950s. But we get the point. We get the point. And so, so if you're a person who wants to talk more about this, please contact me. Would love to chat with you about what's going on there.
I know on Saturday, and I can't remember the exact number. I referenced it yesterday. It was like 563. The enrollment this year is the all-time highest. And just how many people are looking for good Christian education, for role models, biblically-based principles. And I shared yesterday an example of just how I've seen it influence Esther in the positive, just her prayers now. And she sometimes will say, "Daddy, do not worry. God is with you." And I'm like, where is she getting that? And I know it came from Judah Christian School and interacting with the teachers. And I'm so pleased to see the growth that is happening in her. And so maybe address the topic of Christian education. Why should somebody entertain the idea of enrolling at Judah Christian School versus the high school where there's a lot of diversity or facilities or benefits?
Yeah. Well, let me just say, first and foremost, that whatever you're doing at home and within your church will be complemented spiritually. Mm-hmm. And our kids get a great spiritual, biblical education. I'm a seminary professor, and I'm just pleasantly surprised sometimes the things that come out of my daughter's mouths in terms of things that they've been taught, and it's taken root in their hearts. And at that moment, they're able to bring that back up and say things that are quite profound spiritually. But in addition to that, Judah is a stellar academic school. Our ACT average is the second best average in all of Champaign County. The only place it's higher is Uni High School, University High School, where you have to take a test to get in.
Yeah.
You don't have to take a test to get into Judah. You just need to make a commitment that you're going to obey what God says in His Word. So we have kids and families who love the Lord that are involved. I'd say probably the greatest, maybe the greatest benefit of being part of the Judah family, and Mark, you probably already experienced this, or you're going to be experiencing it more, is that it's great families
right. Who
are working together to try to create a great experience so that their kids are put in a position to not only follow Christ and love the Lord, but also in a position to maximize the gifts that have been given to them from God. And so I kind of think of Judah as a three-legged chair. Our spiritual, biblical teaching has been great for years. Our academics have been great for years. And the place, frankly, where we've been a little bit behind has been facilities. And that's why we're doing what we're doing. And athletic facilities, as you noted earlier, we've had to always rent. So thank the Lord that that's being taken care of. And then on the next two phases, the ability to bring our facilities into the 21st century. Of course, we know a great education comes through great teachers and great families, so that's happening. And so what we like to say is we want to take what's already an excellent education and just make it better.
Hey, say there's a stirring in somebody's heart right now or some different people, and they're like, we do have some resources or some appreciated assets or stocks or bonds or farm property, whatever it is. And say they want to just drive by the Field of Dreams just to kind of get a sense or an inkling from the Lord. Might they be a part of the future growth, phase two and phase three? Where is this property located? And again, I'll give out your phone number, 217-552-8693. That's 217-552-8693. But say they want to drive over there and observe for themselves, because it's just so exciting with the ponds there and the road in and the sidewalks and some of the infrastructure that's already in place in the fields. It was like a beehive. People were excited and being prayed up. And I think somebody, maybe if they just go there and see it and touch it and dream and seek the Lord, there may be somebody that even today or even this next week will find time to get over there. So where do they go?
Yeah, well, the address is 1202 Rising Road in Champaign. 1202 Rising Road. If you're familiar with that part of the city, if you're on Route 10 coming in from Bonneville, heading into Champaign, or if you're in Champaign heading out on Route 10, Rising Road is a mile to the west of Staley Road. And so our school is between Route 10, also known as Springfield Avenue, and Kirby Avenue. and it's on Rising Road about halfway down, and so you can't miss it. Keep in mind when you get there, it's still a lot of construction going on, so it'll look like a construction area, but you'll see the soccer football fields looking fantastic, and baseball, softball fields are coming along, and many of the other things are coming along.
Yeah, the goalposts are up. They'll see the night lights and you know, some of the fencing for the baseball field. It's an exciting property, and then to just dream where God's going to take it over the next few years. And let's pray and hope it's not going to be the 5 or 6 years. Let's hope that in the next few years, funds can be released. Come on, people. These are God's resources. We're just stewards of them. And so there may be some of you, maybe some retired teachers from the U of I or other people that are sitting on some resources just waiting to see where God would have you unleash those for his work. And Judah Christian School is proclaiming the Lord Jesus Christ. Mike Chitty made that very clear. We stand on the promises of the Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, he is the one that we will adore and raise up and teach about and preach about. And so I love the mission of Judah Christian School, you know, fine education, but biblically based and honoring to God and character development, all the things that as parents we would love our children to be involved in. It sounds to me like it's perfect harmony. Oh, wait, perfect harmony. That kind of rings a bell. Didn't you recently release a book or write a book called Perfect Harmony?
I did.
I'm setting you up here. I'm setting you up. I don't know. That wasn't the best transition.
No, that was a great transition. A year ago, yes, I had my first book released called Perfect Harmony. Mm-hmm. And my interests as a scholar, as a professor of Christian history, is I'm always interested to see how the gospel in real life brings reconciliation, mm-hmm. brings people together, right? Sin divides. God's holiness and his spirit brings people together, okay? And that's kind of the foundation of the book. And the book is about a group of churches that actually had interracial fellowship at the turn of the 20th century, 19th into the 20th century, about a 30-year period I look at. And I ask myself the question, how did they read the Bible differently when the whole country was segregated and in the midst of the grip of Jim Crow era, and these churches broke those boundaries, suffered persecution, by the way. They were shot at, churches burned, etc., etc., and they came together and fellowshiped across racial and national lines. And so I try to answer that question, and I do it by looking at what did they say, how did they read the Bible? That was what I was really interested in. And so that's kind of the core. And so it's called Perfect Harmony. That's actually a quote from one of my favorite characters in the book, real person, I should say. Her name is Laura Goings, and she's at a revival out in California where she just talks about all these different nations and races and men and women and young and old. And she's just talking about this great diversity. In a way, she's kind of drawing on the imagery in the book of Revelation, right? Mm. When all the people are gathered around the throne of God, right? All the nations. And then she says, it's all in perfect harmony. And only God could do this. Hmm. And so that's why I wanted to research, because I wanted to understand how did it happen? And even more importantly, how did people think about Scripture, understand Scripture, teach Scripture that would allow them to go against the cultural mainstay of Jim Crowism? And so that and my work at Judah and at the seminary, God, the power of God brought reconciliation between me and him and between me and others that I wasn't reconciled to. And so that's been a real desire of my heart as a historian to see other, let's say, larger works in which God has brought reconciliation.
Now, this book that was released about a year ago called Perfect Harmony, is it for academics? Is it a resource for the churches? Is it like something that a small group would go through? Or is it just kind of enjoyable reading to see God working through these churches in a unique way? Like, who's the audience for this book?
Yeah. Well, I really tried to make it so that everyone could read it. Mm-hmm. So I have on Amazon, I have different book reviewers who've done book reviews. And they're across the whole gamut from scholars to my mother-in-law, who gave a positive review, by the way. And they all have enjoyed it. It is, if I may say so, it's groundbreaking in the sense of how we understand this. No one had studied this before. And so I wrote it. It's not a long book. It's about 110, 120 pages. And so it's a book that anyone can pick up. And I'm a person who I feel like part of my task as a scholar is to write for everyone in the church so that they can understand what God is doing and hopefully benefit from that.
Now, where would they pick up a copy of this?
Yeah, you can go to Amazon.
Okay, Amazon.
Just put in Perfect Harmony, Joseph L. Thomas. Joseph L., my middle initial, Thomas. And it will come up. And I was very excited when it first came out about a year ago. I reached number 52 in its category of what's called historical theology. And so I was very excited about that. And I just got word from someone today, actually, who is going to be proposing that it be used at a university down in Florida. So I'm very excited.
Well, I already got two thoughts in mind. Not only having you back to talk very specifically about it, maybe walk through some of the chapters, but I know my co-host on Wednesday and Friday, Pastor Jason Schiffo, he's putting together these Conversation Matters classes with various topics, and this sounds like a perfect topic to have us come together and have some conversation about it, how to bring unity, how to see through the diversity and unite in common core beliefs and grow to understand each other a little better. And so we'll see if I can get you connected with my Wednesday and Friday co-host, Pastor Jason Schiffo, for a future Conversations Matters class and have you as a feature speaker.
I would love that. And, you know, the word diversity today, you know, it's kind of become kind of a bad word, hasn't it? But if you think about it, the Bible, and particularly the New Testament, the teachings of Jesus, and bringing together of no Jew and Gentile, right? I mean, this is one of the central messages of the New Testament, right? Galatians 3:28, Ephesians 2, right? Tearing down the partition wall between Jews and Gentiles. Why? Because God is bringing creating a new person through Christ. And we see the fulfillment of that, of course, in the book of Revelation.
Yeah.
But we, as believers, should be seeing the fruit of that already, right? Mm-hmm. With the inbreaking of the Spirit in our own time. And so I would love to do that. And so what I was going to say is that the Bible is the original book on diversity, but within the confines of proper morality.
Yeah. In case you just tuned in, I've had Joe Thomas in the studio with me. He's the current Executive Director of Institutional Advancement for Judah Christian School. He's on faculty of UTS, Urbana Theological Seminary. He's an all-around great guy, attends Windsor Road Christian Church, and has been involved in this community for many years. And his wife, maybe some of you have been a patient under her or have stopped by the emergency room at Carl, and hopefully all things went well, and you met Dr. Audra Thomas. And I just appreciate you carving out time, Joe, to be available for today's edition of Mark and Friends. This program is archived at greatnewsradio.org. And if there's still that tugging in your heart to find out more on how you can be involved in Phase 2 or 3 with Judah Christian School, maybe you have some resources that you've just been waiting for God to open up your mind and heart for a special project. Well, this could be it. And Joe would love to talk to you further about how he could match up your ministry resources with God's work by calling him at 217-552-8693. That's 217-552-8693. Well, Joe, we made it through. Thank you for being available for today's edition of Mark and Friends.
Thank you so much for having me.
And thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.